When everything had settled down, I returned to the business at hand. This time, I was careful to brush the inside of her thigh with my hand before touching her with the apple wedge. She had had the sense to replace her hand over her mouth by then as well, so there were no further exclamations. I pressed the edge inward until it separated her lips. Then I began slowly sliding it back and forth, pressing it in a little further each time. Carol obviously had no idea what was being rubbed between her legs, but by that point I don't think it mattered much, as she was too busy trying to keep her moans and whimpers from being heard. I slid it back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Then I turned it around and slowly inserted it almost all the way into her vagina. Then, just as slowly, I pulled it out. In, slowly. Out. In, a little faster. Out. Then in. Then out. Gradually increasing the pace. Then I saw her shift, and I could tell from the way she raised her behind that she had promptly put her face down to the floor, the better to cover her mouth with both hands, I assumed. And all the better for me, as it made her more accessible. I continued sliding the apple wedge in and out with my left hand, and with my right hand grabbed the ends of the carrot sticks and began to do the same thing with them in an alternating rhythm, so that the carrots were going in as the apple was coming out, and vice versa. And it was a really good thing that she was muffling herself so well, because without her mouth covered, what was coming out of it would probably be described as shrieking. In the interest of not being discovered, I decided I'd better finish this part as quickly as possible, so I increased the pace. It was only a few seconds later that she gave a long, but well-covered, and I could tell by her sudden stillness that she had climaxed. I waited patiently while she recovered. I knew she was probably thinking that it was all over. She was wrong. I gradually eased the carrot sticks and the apple wedge out of their respective hiding places and held them in one hand. Then, with the other, I tapped Carol on the hip to indicate that she should turn around again and face me. She had either managed to keep her glasses on, or she had replaced them before turning, because they were where they were supposed to be. Her face, as she looked up at me from between my legs, was drained and exhausted-looking. But there was also an air of satisfaction about her, and she managed a weak smile for me. Her smile faded as I showed her the carrots and the apple, and she realized that they were what had been inside her. And when I held the carrot sticks, still glistening with oil, up to her mouth, her expression became one of complete disgust and repulsion. But she opened her mouth. She made terrible faces as I fed them to her, though I was sure they didn't taste of anything more than oil and vinegar. But she wanted to be sure I understood how degrading it was. It was her way of thanking me. When she had swallowed the last of the carrots, I held up the apple wedge. It looked much more disgusting than the carrots, being partially covered with a kind of white foam from her orgasm, and she eyed it suspiciously before opening her mouth to receive the first bite. Her natural juices must have gone well with the butter and apple flavors, because she ate it right up. When she was done, she simply waited, looking up at me. And she didn't seem particularly surprised when, after a quick look around, I began to unfasten and unzip my pants. She even helped me pull them down while I raised my hips slightly from my seat, then reached up to free my cock from my underwear while I assisted by raising my hips again so she could pull them down as well. Then, as a special treat, I dipped my fingers in the leftover sauce from the strawberry shortcake and smeared it all over the head of my cock. She watched as I did it, then looked up at me and smiled. Then she went right to work, as if it was a pleasant task she had been saving until the harder work was done. She remembered everything she had learned the other night and improved on it. She honestly seemed to be enjoying herself. I even heard and felt her making little humming noises to herself at times, as if it were an ice cream cone she was savoring. And when I came, making it my turn to cover my mouth with my hand to keep from crying out, she simply looked up at me while her mouth filled up with my juices. When she was sure I was done, she delicately removed her mouth from my cock, being careful not to spill a drop. Then she looked up at me again, gave me another tiny smile, and swallowed. I smiled back and caressed the side of her face with my hand. She leaned into it, closing her eyes for a moment. Then she opened them again, reached up, and removed her glasses. She smiled at me again, then turned around so I could pull up her panties and smooth her skirt back down into place. I saw her moving away under the table. Then a few seconds later, her head popped up on the other side, and she sat down in her chair, looking as though nothing had happened since she'd reached down to retrieve her spoon, except that her hair was a little disarrayed. She reached over the table and pulled her tray back in front of her, then picked up her glass and took a long drink of water. She seemed tired but happy, until she looked at her watch and realized how much time had passed. She said, "Oh God, I'm late." She picked up her tray and started to hurry off. Then she stopped and came around the table to where I was sitting. She bent down and kissed me quickly, then put her lips next to my ear and breathed, "Thank you." Then she was gone.